I'm going to read a word which was spoken by the Lord Jesus Christ Himself on the Mount. And we'll start from verse 19.
Chapter 6, verse 19.
Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body, so if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. We'll read thus far. Jesus says, the lamp of the body is the eye. If your eye is good, everything shines. But if your eye is bad, your whole body is full of darkness. And if that be the case, how great is the darkness? The truth is that on earth there are very few who see. Most are full of darkness. If you speak about Christmas time, this being the season, then most people have no idea. They think it's just a time of presents and for cleaning up the house and for different celebrations, but they don't know that the Son of God was born. Jesus said, how great is the darkness if you cannot see? Some people feel that if they can just see physically, then that's fine. They don't realize that there is the eye of the spiritual man. May God help each one of us that we wouldn't just see physically with our eyes, but with the inner eyes. There's a story I'd like to relate. In Michigan, America, there was a fiery preacher on fire for the Lord. He wasn't like those who do their best to skip Sunday services, not wanting to go to church. He was there always, and he used every opportunity to share the gospel. Because the congregation was very big, there were two pastors. Reverend Hill, the second one, Hines. And the one who was on fire was Reverend Hines. And there would be sometimes many, many people.
If we get services for young people, there'd be 20,000 young people.
Hill once asked him, now tell me when you preach, he asked his colleague, what fire, how do you attain this fire? Where do you get it from? So Reverend Hill asked from his fellow pastor, Jack Hines.
What did Jack say?
How is it, he asked him, that every Sunday without fail you are on fire for the Lord? People are so alert and listening. That you should have such zeal. Not like those who say, well, I've got to preach again. What am I meant to preach about? What inspires you? What drives you so much? What is it that drives you? He said, brother, I'll never forget a certain day in my life. I was at home, and my father had a double-story house. I slept on the lower floor and my sister on the upper. One day, I was woken up by a heartbreaking cry, a screech from my sister. Have you seen something frightening? He asked her.
What a car?
She said no. What I've seen was the actual truth. He said, sister, what have you seen? What is it? She said, Jack, I, as you see me now alive, I've just come out of hell.
Ati Jack ben ha mi bangelite ebu twebe twebeni enkazimulweni yomhlaba.
She said, Jack, I was walking along this beautiful path with of the glories of the world.
Ngihambisana nabantu basezweni.
Walking
abahamba ngemgwaqo abafana behamba namantombazana. Amantombazana ehamba nabafana.
Walking with people of the world, people were flirting, girls and boys were just laughing together. A long distance, we were just happy and light-hearted. No thought of God or Satan, just doing what we cared to do.
Sihambe kubuqwebeqwebe bomhlaba wabantu abasha abajabulayo.
Walking in the glories of this world that the world has to offer as young people.
Kanti konke lokho kusijabulisayo kwinkohliso yezwe.
But all that happiness was just the deception of the world. The deception of the world where there was flippancy and joking. We were conscious of no need whatsoever. We were just light-hearted and happy. But after that, I suddenly saw myself completely alone in the world. I seemed to be completely alone. Like it is said in the world that if you are wealthy, then you've got many friends. When you lose it, they all desert you and you are alone.
Ethi awumfowethu ngahamba ngahamba ibanganyana ngedwa vo kulendlela bonke laba ebesithokozisana nabo abasekho ngizifika sengingedwa.
She said, you know, all those that I'd been walking merrily along with, they were suddenly gone and I was alone.
Kube ngathi angisenalutho okungijabulisayo.
Suddenly, all the pleasures were
gone.
I was a person without hope. Hopeless, still on that very road where I'd been happy before. Things change. Circumstances can suddenly be reversed.
And
though you might have been very merry and happy. Remember that the times come where
that's angazi kanjani ngazizela ukuthi indlela engihambayo ibheke esihogweni.
She said, I suddenly became conscious that this road was the very road to hell.
Uthi minzima lendlela ngizizwele ngingatshelwa ngamuntu.
She said it was such a hard road, and without being told by anybody, I realized that it was the road to destruction, and that once on that road, you'll never be free again. She said, I walked alone right to the very gates of hell.
Uma sengifike emasangweni nanga umgcini wesango ethi mana stop.
The gatekeeper then said to me, stop.
Yima kancane.
Hold on a bit.
Uthe ngama phandle kwesikhoko.
And I stood outside hell.
Uthi engakubonayo esikhokweni.
And what I witnessed in hell, seeing hell is indescribable, twisted, grotesque faces. Swollen tongues. Bulging eyes. Their tongues and their hands dripping blood. She said, I've never seen such a thing. Yes, Jesus sweated blood in the Garden of Gethsemane, but these drip blood in hell. I remember when I was a younger person preaching at Mapumulu, a mother came with her daughter whose tongue was so swollen, the lips had already been cracked, and she said, can the Lord show
us?
The sister said to the brother, I've never seen such suffering. Jesus said, rather cut off your foot, cut off the hand, or take out the eye if it stumbles you, then go into hell with it. And Jesus says the truth. He knew what he was saying. Now the sister said to her brother, I saw indescribable suffering. I then said to the gatekeeper, can't you open a bit and let a breeze come in and help these miserable creatures? He said to her, hey, you girl, there's no air in hell. You want a breeze to blow through? There is no air to blow.
wathi awunumzane ngiyacela awuthathe amanzi ubanike amanzi kancane.
She said, but sir, can't you at least
take
a bit of water for them to drink?
What are we commands, Skokweni?
She said, there is, he said to her, there is no water in hell.
What are we commands, Skokweni? What are we commands, Skokweni?
He said, there's not even a drop of water in hell.
Nasengithi uma kunjalo
and then I said
bazohlupheke kangakanani isikhathi singaka akungcono bafe na.
Then I said, how long are they going to suffer? Isn't it better that they just die?
What akukho kufa esihogweni.
He said, there is no death in hell. There is no dying here. She said, for how long are they going to suffer so much? He said, forever and ever, it is eternal. She said, oh Lord,
So
are they going to suffer in this manner forever and ever in such a fire?
Wathi pelisihoko asinayi exit umnyango wokuphuma waphakathi uphakathi ushutshwa khona imini nasebusuku inguna phakade.
He said here in hell, there is no exit door. It is eternal and no way of escape.
What enzi malendawo?
And she said, oh, what a terrible place this is.
Umuntu waphenduka, phindele emuva, uhambe ubatshela abantu bakini.
The man then said, now turn around and go back and tell your people.
Uthi uma ngithi ngiyaphenduka.
She said, when I turned, I saw Father in hell. She said, but Father, are you too in
hell?
He said, I am. I am here in hell, for I've never spoken to my children about the things of the Lord, about heaven and hell. I've never confessed the Lord. Yes, I've been with friends and been with them, but never with in church, never with the Lord. And she said, I saw him
help.
He had never done anything particularly bad, but he had never spoken to his children about the Lord. He had brought them up, sent them to school, etc., but never actually helped them spiritually. Now this Jack ended by saying, He said, I have been on fire for the Lord. I have proclaimed the message continually since that experience there with my sister, I don't want children to go to hell and experience
that in hell.
Actually, we don't need eloquent sermons. We just need to ponder upon the reality of hell, eternal hell. Think of the rich man. Jesus said, no man can serve two masters. You cannot serve God and mammon.
Now
the rich man had five brothers, and we don't know anything else about the family, about when their parents died. There are many children who are without parents, orphans. It's painful. These days I spoke to a lady who said, my husband has said to me, let's divorce. And I replied, how can we divorce when we have sworn a holy vow before God and that only through death will we part? She said, this crying tears, that the husband said, I don't want anything more, we are parting. I don't know what has got into the husband, whether it's another lover, there are all sorts of circumstances. Whether he saw somebody that looked prettier than his wife. Because when you first get married, she is pretty and has a nice figure, but after having children, she loses that figure. She begged him. She said, well, if that is the case, then let us live separately, but not that we part completely for the children's sake. It's difficult for them. He said, no, I'm tired. I don't want
anything.
I don't know. What the cause might have been, whether she had started to be nasty to him or cheeky, because there are those who, as time goes by, they
eventually.
It is a painful thing for children. I remember a black girl saying, I have now lost my father and my mother. I don't have parents. I said, you don't worry. I'll be a father and mother to you. But I don't know. After some time, she disappeared. When I first got here to Sizabantu, I had caught a little buck. A little deer, and I used to feed it milk out of a bottle. It would follow me like a dog. I used to still sleep here where Mrs. Nzama used to
sleep.
And when I'd come into the room, I'd find this little
buck.
It would be asleep on my bed. If I would walk out, it would follow me like a pet dog. So it grew up with me. But when it was adult, I heard a noise from the other side at the
location.
It was the sound of hunters chasing this little buck which had escaped, had run away. And I tried to call out. My voice wasn't loud enough. I asked others to call. The Ndunas or the headmen caught it. Didn't kill it. He honored my request. Said, this belongs to the minister.
So they brought it.
It already had a cut on the side where somebody had thrown a spear. But it was still alive, hadn't died. I said to somebody, take it quickly to Greytown where there's a vet to stitch it. They got there before it was dead. He injected it, stitched it. And said to us, after 7 days, the stitches can be removed. Now, I then, when it returned, I said, now listen here, you buck. You don't leave again. You've almost met with your death. Don't run away again, because it had been looking for a boyfriend, a mate. I'm not a doctor. I took it. I
took it.
I took out the stitches with the help of somebody else who held it down. And I said, now listen, you buck, forget
about it. neliswangu phathwa kahle nokuthi phakelwe kahle noma ngiyenzele ukuhle ngelinye ilanga isitholakale lephesheya ikwezinye impunzi angazi ukuthi yafelela yaphelelaphi ngathi awu yafa ngabe ngcono ngayinika umuntu ngathi hlaba udla inyama angazi ukuthi ziwo ubani manje.
And so it lived with me. It was a pet. I had some animal skins on the ground where it could sleep. I fed it. But it wasn't satisfied with all that. And the next thing, it disappeared again. And it never returned. I don't know who ate it.
Usuku wasifike yedwa bonke abangani bakhe uselahlekelwa yibona.
Now, like the girl who experienced going on that road to hell, was full of friends at one time, but then came the time when she was alone.
Utifasi ke ubenjalo ke hamba ecebile ubaba akekho mama akekho.
Now the rich man was like that. There came a time when the parents were dead.
He had
many friends. He now owned the house when his parents had died. He was a rich man and he had good food. And you have many friends. It's like flies attracted to dung. When you are wealthy, they are there.
Kodwa uma ugula wehlelwe ilanga elihle kumnyama usifike wedwa.
But if you are ill, overcome by some disaster, you find yourself alone. And so he had a beautiful garden and a gate. Outside the gate was a certain Lazarus who was a beggar, and he would be brought there so in the hope of getting alms, getting some tips from friends who would visit the rich man. Dives, the rich man, was upset that this beggar dared to be right there at his gate. He was just irritated. Most who are selfish, they don't do anything, but there are some who would give a little bit. The rich man was irritated that the beggar Lazarus was outside his gate. Not only was he a beggar, but he was covered in sores. Nobody showed any compassion towards Lazarus until dogs came and licked his sores.
Inja uma unenxeba ikhotha igazi gezinxeba ukuze liphole kangcono kusho ukuthi akahawukelwanga umuntu waze wasizwa nje izinja zasendle ezafika zamkhotha zamvezela ubungane.
No human showed him any mercy, instead only dogs came, licked his sores and showed him some friendship.
Hey, kwahamba, kwahamba. Wafu diva, uLazaro.
As time went on, Lazarus died.
Niyazi ukuthi ngeminyaka ephambili kwathiwa thina abantsundu ithina esingoLazaro ithina esihluphekile sesadlula saphela lesi sikhathi ngoba namhlanje igwili enkulu uzoyithola kubantsundu. Abantsundu abanumber one abanemali eningi uzobathola kubantsundu.
There was a time
benza idili elika 10 million.
There was a time when blacks said that they are the Lazarus, they identify with the beggar because they were poor, but that's no longer the case. There are many millionaires.
And there are
many billionaires and millionaires among them today.
Sengaya kwakubantu abaningi abantsundu kuyotsheleka imali kubona ngithi ngisizeni hayi ukuthi namamiliyoni kuphela banamabhiliyoni.
Not just that they have a few million but billions.
Yize ukuthi angazi ukuthi bayithola kanjani
ngoba
imali itholwa noma ngayiphi indlela.
How they got it, because there are all sorts of ways to obtain wealth.
Omunye wangixoxela indaba yomfana wathi uyabona usibanibani, uyabona lo mfana hey unemali, ziningi izindlela zokwenza imali namuhla.
A certain person said, you see, that boy has a lot of money because there are all manner of ways to get money.
Kuthiwa khona abanye abafana bathatha ma ID abantu.
Some
basuke bakhiphe isithombe kahle basinamathelisa kwesinye bese baye ebhanki bezolanda imali. Umuntu osebhanga nakile kakhulu abuye ngosuku olodwa no 50,000 rand.
Some are involved in
imali esalukazi,
identity theft. Maybe stealing the identity of somebody else to get the money out of the bank. There are many different ways. We have some films here. I'd said,
well. Imfene yini kanti umuntu uyangena uyontshontsha khona la effect. Ngathi ngifuna ukuthi ngihlome itende elikhulu nginimeme nonke ukuba nibone leyo bioscope. Uma ningabukusisi kahle nizothi imfene indlela engena ngayo efuna ngayo elungusa abonu abasebenzayo phakathi akugijima abhekele abuya lunguzo futhi lunguzo nimbone esithombeni ibhayisikophu ntshontshani nine ntshontshayo ngelinye ilanga kuzonimema nonke niyibone.
But you still remember that there may be cameras watching you, and so we have some security cameras. I laughed when I saw one of these security camera films.
That's a story. Abanye siyabayeka nje. Sifuna ukuthi ugcwale ugcwale ifilimu. Besibameme nezihlobo zabo. Sithi wozani. Nginozinenzela ibrayi. Kodwa ningalidli ibrayi. Ngizonikhombisa ifilimu.
like at the shop and at the factory. I think one day we need to invite many people, have a braai, and say, before we show them, have the braai, we'll show you a film. In one case, this person who stole walked out of the factory carrying loads of bottles, both hands. But had a shirt on which is easily identifiable. Some are troubled by stealing. But the day comes when everything will be exposed and transparent. For you want
to
even
a half cent.
Even if you owe the last farthing, doesn't help if on your deathbed you ask the big preacher to pray for you. His prayers won't help till you've paid your debt.
And
Jesus said, even if
you did.
That's why if you are not right with God, get right with God today. Remember that hell is before you. If you're not right with Him, you're stealing, your hands will drip with blood, your eyes bulging because of what you see, your tongue swollen with the
gossip. Ulazaro ebupofini bakhe agaze antshontshe. Wakhethe ukukhothwa izinja.
Doesn't help to claim, well, I'm poor, therefore I deserve these things and I deserve to take it. Lazarus preferred as a beggar to rather beg from those or to be licked by dogs, but not to steal. The day comes for everyone, rich and poor, the day of death. Lazarus died. Angels came and escorted him into heaven. He received a new body. He was taken to the bosom of Abraham. The time came when the rich man also died, because rich men also died. But there weren't heavenly angels to take him to heaven. There were the angels of
Satan.
Where he burned in hell. And as he looked up, he saw Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham.
Wathi baba Abraham size thumu Lazaro aqophoze umunwe wakhe emanzini eze ukuzophozisa indebe zami yasha kule ndawo.
He said, Father Abraham, please send Lazarus just with a drop of water at the end of his fingertip, just on my tongue, because I am burning here in hell.
Umunwe wakhe aphozise indebe zami. Usefuna ukuthi lo muntu ayemnyanya. Umuntu obemnukela apholise indebe zakhe ngomunwe wakhe.
Just look how things were swapped around. The rich man who had been a racist didn't want anything to do with the sick and smelly Lazarus, but now he begged for a bit of water from him.
U-Abrahama wathi, mngani wami. Kukhona umkhosha omkhulu ophakathi kwethu nami. Ongapha akanakuza le, ongale ngekezela.
Abraham said, there is an uncrossable gulf between us.
Kukhona futhi ukuthi wena usutholile okuhle kwakho emhlabeni. Yena wahlupheka. Namhla uyena othokozayo. Wena ohluphekayo. Nyezwa nje indaba.
You received good on earth, and now you're in this place of suffering. Lazarus had nothing, but now he has everything.
Wathi ubaba Abrahama, uma ngingena kusizakala, awuthume uLazaro avuke kwabafileyo. Aya kubafowethu abayihlanu. Nabo beza la. Bazotsha njengami. Wathandaza umthandazo umuntu esesihogweni ecelela abafowabo ukuba bangezi kuleyo ndawo. Noma ungakaze ucelela abakini, uzobacelela ususha esihogweni.
Said, Father Abraham, please then send Lazarus to warn my brothers that they don't come and burn in hell here where I am. He had never prayed before, but now
he prayed. Bashukane nezwe uAbraham wathi kha khona igebe elikhulu phakathi kwenu nathi ongapha keke ayizele nale kekezela.
You might have ignored your parents on earth, but in hell you'll remember them. So this rich man said, please send Lazarus to warn my brothers that they would repent, turn from their womanizing and all the bad things they were doing so that they wouldn't come here. But he said, no, those who are here cannot go to you, and those who are with you cannot come to
us.
Do you understand, you who...
Ngeke bayithola uma besesihogweni basesihogweni uma sezulwini ngeke balishiye izulu beze la. Uyilethela ipoki amademoni azofika.
You make sacrifices.
Inyoka bese izangoma zithi hawu mkhulu ke lo. Hawu gogo ke lo. Amanga ahlasa uzosha nabe esihogweni.
You who make sacrifices for the dead, remember, they cannot come back. If they're in hell, they cannot come here. And neither in heaven can they come here. What you only raise up are spooks, are demons, and you are bluffed if you think
that they are your family. bazozwa.
Abraham said, they have, your brothers have Moses and the prophets. And the rich man said, no, they won't listen to that. Rather, if there's a miracle like Lazarus rising from the dead. Moses and the prophet, you have as
well. Wavuka kodwa bakaphenduki kuze kube namhlanje nalaphakathi kwethu kukhona abantu abangakaphenduki yizwe ukuthi uJesu wafa wavuka ngeke uphenduke noma ushunyayezwa umuntu ovuke kwabafileyo uJesu omkhulu kunabo bonke wafa wavuka kodwa usaqhubeka nezono zakho nokwakini.
And if that Moses and the prophets is the preaching from the pulpit, and you'll find people don't repent even though they hear the law and the prophets. The same is with the brothers of the rich man. Though Jesus, the greatest man, died and rose again, nevertheless, it didn't cause them to repent. Though they saw, Friends, if you've never repented, repent now. If you've never fallen on your knees to ask for mercy from God, do it now. Whether you're at home listening, whether you're in a bus, wherever it might be, repent. You don't warn your family, you don't speak to your relatives, you'll burn with them in hell. If you don't repent with a message like this, what else do you want? If you choose hell, then go to hell.
If
you do not listen to the words of Jesus and the Lord and the prophets, even if a person rises from the dead and you see it, you will not repent. Now we're going to have the Lord's Supper. And shortly after
this, ngoba awukwazi ukuhlala etafuleni lenkosi kanye etafuleni lamademoni.
So shortly after this, we'll be closing the live radio broadcast. Now Jesus says, the word of the Lord says, examine yourselves.
Noma sibaningi isinkwa sinye simunye. Kodwa uma kukhona ongabuyisani naye, onegqubu naye, ongamthethelelanga, ningabuyisananga naye, maye kuwe, uzosha naye esikhokweni.
If you participate in the eating of the bread and the fruit of the vine, and yet you are not right with God, eating also at the table of demons, woe to you. And it symbolizes unity, one bread. No one can serve two masters.
Uma ukhonza uSatan, Satan, uma ukhonza uJesu, uJesu.
If you worship Satan, then worship him completely. If you worship Jesus
completely. Ngoba uma esimukela ngokungafanele uzidlela isiqalekiso nesifo kuthi abgenxa yalokho abanye benu abasekho sebefile abanye bayagula bangenwa izifo ngoba bamukela isidlo senkosi ngokungafanele.
If you do not examine yourself to see that you are in the faith, that you are walking with the Lord, then you are bringing a curse upon yourself. That's why
the Lord...
And if you've buried sin, you've hidden it, you're eating poison to yourself if you participate in the Lord's
Supper.
I remember when we had the Lord's Supper at a fire afterwards, somebody phoned me from Tugela Ferry and said, I've taken the Lord's Supper unworthily. I don't want to die with the sin. I want to make it right. Come, please. I want to be counseled. Confess the sin.
It is
one bread, one body. We participate many pieces, perhaps, but it comes from one bread, one body of the Lord. We are united in Jesus. We are many. All of us being sinners, but having been washed in the blood of Jesus. He convicted us, we brought our sins to him, he washed us. But if you haven't, then do not dare to participate. It is also symbolic of fellowship with Jesus. The Lord said, I stand at the door and knock. If any man opens, I will come in and sup with him. You eat with him, he eats with you. You come into him, you eat of this, you're eating of his body, you're eating the word of God. In eating of the bread and drinking of the wine, you are saying, I am one with the Lord Jesus and with those who belong to Jesus. If you are not, then don't participate. I'll ask some to help us. We'll close now with the radio because it's just for us here.
Siyabonga Nkosi ukuzwa izwi lakho. Siyajabula Nkosi ukuze sithole iqiniso lasezulwini. Sisahamba emhlabeni.
Thank you, Lord, that we could hear your word. We rejoice that we can hear from you while on earth.
Ongakayilungisi indaba yakhe ayinqume juqu. Ayilungise namhlanje. Ngoba uma imukela isinkwa nesithelo somvini ngokungafanele uyidlele isiqalekiso.
And Lord, for the one who hasn't made that total decision to surrender to you, let him do it completely today, lest they eat a curse and bring a curse upon themselves in participating of the Lord's Supper.
Amen.
Amen.